Minister, Parents Stop in Donegal, the organisation that has been operating since 2007, but it evolved from a meeting in 2005, is an organic community-led charity, an absolutely tremendous organisation. In the most recent year, they have supported over 400 families across Donegal. Most of those families are self-referred by word of mouth. It is a safe space for parents who are struggling and parents who are separated but still have responsibilities to be parents to their children. And you have judges, you have teachers, you have social workers, counsellors, healthcare professionals, a range of professionals refer to this service. And I know, Minister, you're passionate about this kind of community-led approach yourself. That's why I need to appeal to you today, and I appreciate TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, has corresponded with my colleague, Councillor Albert Doherty, and they've made it clear that they've tried to increase the supports within limited resources. They tried their best, TUSLA and the Child and Family Agency, to support Parents Stop. But what I believe is missing here is a multi-agency or a cross-departmental approach. I believe that better outcomes, brighter futures is the framework to do this. And what's the board of Parents Stop, and they've put together a really powerful statement with testimonies from, you know, families who have used the service. They're hugely respected across the spectrum in Donegal. They are passionate, but unfortunately, you know, they've been having to put their team of workers on protective notice every year because it's an unsecure form of funding, you know, from different sources, never multi-annual, never guaranteed for a defined period. So it's always vulnerable and always under threat. These are really passionate people, committed people, but they're not reckless people. They can't be financially reckless. They're a charity. They've got responsibilities. So, Minister, what I want to urge today, I understand you've made a commitment, is please to meet with the board of Parents Stop. You'll be hugely impressed with them. They're your kind of people in terms of being community-led, community empowerment, professional, diligent. And I'd also ask for a cross-departmental approach, because in fairness, I think the Minister for Justice, the Minister for Education, the Minister for Health, certainly senior officials in those departments could work with your department officials to share the financial burden here. There's been a proposal submitted by the Board of Parents Stop. And it's talking about a pilot project in Donegal based on the learning of Parents Stop, perhaps continuing and hopefully continuing the work of Parents Stop, but on a three-year basis, multi-agency, cross-departmental. It's been submitted to your colleague, Minister Joe McHugh. So I suppose what I'm urging today is this is a tremendous, tremendous initiative. It's been in place for almost 13 years now. This year, 400 families supported. I've heard nothing but good reports back. It's a very private, very safe place. It's a healing place for families to be good parents and look after their children. So I appeal to you, Minister, to please meet with the Board of Parents Stop and try to work towards a solution on a cross-departmental basis to try and get this back on the road again.
Thank you, Senator. Minister?
Thank you very much, Ms. Kierlik. Wonderful to be back in beautiful Shannon. Congratulations. Congratulations to all the great craftsmen and craftswomen. It's absolutely stunning. And I really want to thank the Senator, my friend and former colleague, for providing me with this opportunity to discuss the planned closure of Parents Stop in Donegal. Parents Stop is one of many voluntary and community organizations across the country funded by TUSLA and other state agencies which provide valuable supports to parents and children. Over the past 15 years, as you've outlined, Parents Stop has supported families in Donegal in a complex range of situations and across the continuum of care. Services offered by the organization include one-to-one sessions for families with complex needs, intensive supports for children, and brief intervention supports for children and families. Parent Stop has assisted families dealing with a range of issues, including separation, addiction, financial worries, online safety, obesity, mental health concerns, bullying, stress, and peer pressure. The contribution of Parent Stop to supporting parents and their children in Donegal over the past 15 years has been immense. Thousands of families have benefited from the services provided by Parent Stop. And the growth in the number of families availing of its services over the past number of years, I think, does reflect how much its services are valued by families themselves and people working closely with children and families in Donegal. And so, as one of Parent Stop's core founders, Tusla has been aware of the organization's financial difficulties, particularly those arising from the decision of the Northwest Regional Drugs Task Force to withdraw funding in 2018. Under Part 8 of the Child and Family Agency Act 2013, Tusla funds a range of organizations which provide services to vulnerable children and families, including those providing parenting supports. Tusla must assign its resources to the areas which it perceives to be in greatest need, ensuring the best possible outcome for children and families. Tusla seeks to fund those services in the most beneficial, efficient, effective, proportionate, and sustainable manner in order to improve the outcomes for vulnerable children and their families. But recognizing the value of the supports provided by Parent Stop to parents and families in Donegal, Tusla has taken a number of steps in recent years to assist the organization reach a sustainable financial position. Between 2016 and 2019, annual funding provided by Tusla to Parent Stop increased from €31,000 to €68,625. In 2018, Tusla provided an additional €7,000 to Parent Stop to address its recurring annual deficit. And then Tusla provided a further exceptional annual increase of €24,000 to Parent Stop in 2018, following the withdrawal of the funding by the Northwest Regional Drugs Task Force. In 2019, Tusla provided further once-off funding of €18,640 to assist the organization to invest time and resources to develop a sustainable funding model. but unfortunately, despite the additional support from Tusla in recent years, Parent Stop has decided that it cannot continue to operate within the funding allocations available from its core funders. Tusla and the HSE have been working together in recent weeks to develop a joint proposal for the continuation, actually, of Parent Stop in Donegal. And this includes a commitment by all parties, Tusla, HSE Primary Care, and HSE Health Promotion and Improvement, that funding for Parent Stop would be maintained at the existing level for 2020, a review of services with a view to developing a strategic plan for the organization's future, and an exploration of potential additional funding streams. Tusla is going to continue this engagement with the HSE to see if the closure of Parent Stop can be prevented. I will also be meeting a Tusla and Parent Stop later this month, actually, to discuss the matter, Senator.
Thank you, Minister. Supplementary, Senator?
Yeah, Minister, I welcome the confirmation that you're working with the HSE to find a funding solution, and I welcome the fact that you're going to meet with the Board of Parent Stop later this month. It's very, very welcome. I reiterate again that I acknowledge that Tusla and your department have tried your best to sustain the services, but I do feel other agencies and departments have failed Parent Stop. So again, I point to this framework of better outcomes, brighter futures. I think it's a really good framework. I think here is an example where we're clearly their responsibilities in working with over 400 families across Donegal from one end of the county to the other is cross-departmental. You know, it covers all spectrums in terms of, you know, obviously particularly education, health, and your own responsibilities for children and youth affairs. The problem has been that other agencies and departments have not stepped up. Despite your forbearance in your department and Tusla's, other agencies have not match funded. So the only concern I would have about your statement is that it talks about maintaining the existing level of funding, which at 68,000 wouldn't be enough for them in 2020. Now, I have corresponded myself with the HSE in Donegal, and I've asked them, can they put some money on the table to make it sustainable in 2020? So just, Minister, just put that to you. Is that something you would agree with, that we need more money from the HSE on the table with your own departments to give them a budget that they can work with, and then hopefully build the service? We can't lose this service, Minister. It's unimaginable. And, you know, hundreds of families, and we talk about the social fabric of society. You know, these are families and these testimonies that were in a very bad place, and through the help and support, but not just them as parents, as adults, but far more importantly, these children are getting the environments that they need, and that's better for all society. So this is one we have to win, and I appreciate it. I think the statement is positive and encouraging, but I just would like to see more from the HSE on the table.
Thank you, Minister. Yes,
okay, thank you, Ms. Kerlak. Thank you, Senator. I actually know of a little bit about the centre. I did answer a question on this in the Dáil recently. Very impressed, as I've said in my statement, in terms of their work. And I think then that's represented by, at least initially, in terms of the kind of stepping up to the plate, not only of what Tuzla has contributed over the last couple of years, but the willingness of them to bring together the HSE and the different forums that's currently going on. So I think that's certainly a demonstration of our desire to ensure that it does sustain itself. That's the first thing to say to you, and I can understand how important this is. I really do. And you speak eloquently about their what they have done for the community and the children and families. The second thing to say is, though, I understand that they are, you know, that what's going on now is putting together plans for a sustainable funding model. And as you well would be aware and appreciate, that every community or voluntary organization is responsible to do that for themselves. But because of the work that they've done and because of the particular issues that they're faced with now, I think some of Tuzla and the HSE stepping in to try to support them with that, and very happy to do so. I am aware, and I've spoken with Minister McHugh as well in relation to this, and I think your pilot project that you reference. So I don't know what the figures are, so I'd have to look and see before I commit, certainly to I'll go to the HSE. But what I can say is, I think we're aware of the challenge that is facing the organization, the great contribution that they have made, and that we are in planning mode. And I do look forward to meeting them later towards the end of the month. And I hope that ultimately will put them on the sustainable path that it sounds as if they deserve, Senator.